again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again.
Oh, how about this? How about I turn up the volume? That's right, boys and girls. That's times like these. Of course, a double shot of Foo Fighters as we start the big show, the big program. Welcome to the Giddy Up, 2:13 in the afternoon, boys and girls. I am DJ Pauly B, reporting for duty. And, of course, sitting across from me are my two favorite people in the world, the beautiful, lovely, talented, funny man, Christopher Ridgway.
Never know if it's me or you.
I don't either.
Well, it's like, you know, we're going to switch seats, see if you can recognize the difference.
Has he had his eyes tested? No, I'm kidding.
And, of course, the incomparable, most beautiful and talented DJ Khaled.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, it's great to have you. In studio, of course, and the Giddy Up is here, and it's time to, start some SH, as they say.
Yeah, there's some
Happy
mayhem
Friday,
going.
Right?
That's right, it is Friday. We're going to kick off the weekend right. And as I said, it's 2:14 in the afternoon, and what is the weather? I don't even know. I'm going to come back with the weather, but right now in the beautiful state of Medford, Mass., it is 43 degrees. Mm. So it's pretty warm, I would say.
Yeah. It is. The sun's popping out. Too.
Yeah. It's a peekaboo sun, as I like to call it.
That's that strip joint / Chinese restaurant in Malden Square. Peekaboo sun.
Peekaboo sun. It could be a Chinese restaurant. Maybe we should
/ strip joint.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
That would be peekaboo moon, wouldn't it? All right, kids.
I dated her in high school.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
All right, kids.
I had sex with her. I was horny an hour later.
We're going to get situated here. We're going to All right, it's starting already. It is starting already. the number here is 855. Why is it 855? 915-9636. Because we changed it, apparently, for no reason. I think we were getting too many prank calls from that guy who wanted to hear Jethro Tull all the time.
You know what I think? I think they hear us spinning the wheel, and what they do is they spin the wheel of phone numbers on us.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
When we come back, by the way, we're going to spin the wheel, and we'll let you get situated for your top 20 of the year. We do that every week. If you're a first time listener, we do a lot of things, actually, and one of them is to spin the wheel of music, and we go back to this day on the year that it lands on, and Christopher will bring us the top 20 songs from that day. And if you can remember that way back, God bless you.
Oh, let's see.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, it's good to have you guys here, and we will be right back. Chris, want to take us out, pal?
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO FM.
That's right. And we will be right back, kids.
Tell you, damn guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a pistol on your little
boys and girls. That was some White Stripes for you, little Icky Thump. You know, that was my nickname in college. Anyways, 224, boys and girls, in the wonderful, lovely state of Medford, Mass. Medford, Boston, as I always say, on the wonderful Tufts University campus. 43 degrees out there, and you are listening to The Giddy Up, the best show, bar none, in the country, I believe. And if anybody has any doubt about it, I'd like to hear. And you could call in on the hotline. It's 855-915-9636, and we do have a red phone, so it is a hotline, actually. Anyways, welcome back, kids. On behalf of myself, DJ Pauly B, the funny man, Christopher.
Hello.
And DJ Carla D.
What's up?
We have two DJs in the room. Does that ever make you feel uncomfortable having a DJ sandwich?
What, am I a cannibal?
Not yet. Anyways, welcome back. What would you like to do? Do you want to spin the wheel? Or do you want to do shout-outs now? And we'll spin the wheel. After, are you ready for the shout-outs?
It's 225
if you're not ready.
I'm ready for everything. Get them
and
up
the
here
likes
on Google
and
Drive.
The new likes. We got a likes. Bunch of new likes.
I got the dislikes.
Have we broke 1,000 yet?
Dislikes.
I don't know.
We're pretty close. We're what's that? Sign language? What are you guys doing?
We're doing a little thing over here, pointing.
Don't do
it's like a Seinfeld thing.
Yeah.
It better be. What would you like to do, Christopher?
Okay, want to do shouts? Let's get the shouts going.
If you would like to do the shouts,
yeah,
I can. Yes, I can oblige.
Alrighty, so today is, if I look at my watch, the 27th of January, 2017. We have a couple new shouts. First, we have AJ Breslin.
Yes.
From Alden.
One of my best friends from high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ate lunch with him every day.
Yeah, and he's the one who called you Icky Thumb.
No, that was in college.
Oh, sorry about that.
Didn't get icky till later on in his life.
Right, exactly.
And also we have Pam Bridge. Also, thank you for listening.
Yes, yes.
And now to our regular shout-outs. Our good friend batting leadoff is Jennifer Kennedy-Rosinski.
Always, always.
Lead 'em.
Love you, Jen.
In lovely Salem. And if you see caller, you know, give her $20. I don't know. for us giving you shout-outs. Ma and Kim at Malden Trans.
Love you, Mal. Love you, Kim.
We love them dearly. Billy Roderick. David Struffolino.
Struffolificus. His birthday was a couple days ago.
Yeah, it's the 25th. That's right. Yeah. I knew there was like a seismic shift in the world that day.
Yes. I actually wished him happy birthday.
No. Happy belated birthday.
Snuffleupagus.
Yes.
Struffolificus.
Yeah, Struffolificus. Only we can see him. Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands.
Thank God.
Look out the window. No, he's not there. Okay. He's sometimes, not. Like I said.
He likes to pop. He's a pop-in guy. He's like Kramer. He just comes flying in the studio.
We only said the name once. Two more times he would have been in here.
Oh, yeah. Don't look in the mirror and say his name. That's for sure.
No. Andy Ferry, Chrissy, and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner on New Salem Street in Wakefield.
That's right.
Christina Atwell.
Best corned beef and hash in the world.
It is. It is. It's world renowned.
It is.
Yeah. I saw...
That's only because I started mailing care packages of it to Europe.
Well, it's funny because...
And Asia.
Do you know they added a helipad on the roof, so dignitaries from all over the world can come in and get the hash.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah,
well, I thought it was just for the droids though to deliver it.
Droids.
What?
What do you call those things? They're not droids, right?
Drones, droids,
whatever.
Thing. No, because of Bill, you think of Star Wars with the droids?
That's probably what it is. I'm just old.
He's like sitting there going
droids.
He's sitting there going, oh my god, if only R2-D2 could deliver my beef.
the corn style
beef. So there's no droids. You're gonna have to go show up.
he said, "This is your corned beef."
What say? Is that my corned beef or two?
Did you see 3PO, really?
Oh yeah. I'm not a big Star Wars guy. I'm more of a Godfather fan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm more of a Earth Wars guy. Leave the stars alone.
What did they do to you?
Nah, exactly.
I tell ya. Michael Bobo, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel. Who can be heard tonight from 10 to midnight?
That's right, with all your baby-making music. So if you got nothing better to do than hang in with your girl, get a bottle of wine, some cheese and grapes. And some lotion.
Who are you dating, Cleopatra?
I ain't dating anybody. That's my problem. That's just a fantasy. Yeah, my fantasies, I know, always include cheese for some reason.
You once dated a girl named Alvita. Yeah,
she was from the projects.
Oh my!
I don't know if I'm gonna get this. Michelle like the Cowboys.
And her sister head and foot. Her sisters. And Famunda was her brother.
Is that what your favorite show was, The Munsters?
There you go.
All right, so enough cheese talk. For Shelling the Capitalist, Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, the lovely and talented Leah Hall, Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Denny Montanetti, Steph Cardone from The Lounge, which can be heard on Thursdays, 8 to 10, on this here 91.5 Freeform Rock and Roll Station.
And, by the way, Mr. Martinetti and Stephanie Cardone, they have an open invite to join the show at any time they would like.
That'd be wonderful.
Yes, and I think we have something planned in the near future. Ooh. I'm not going to spoil it yet, but like a kind of a reunion kind of show. Maybe the mustache might be here. Who knows?
Wow.
Maybe Chase and Danny and...
Oh, yeah. That's an extravaganza.
We're not going to... Yeah, but... that's in the works.
Yeah, that's in the works.
I'm noodling with it right now.
Yeah, you gotta remember. Some good news. That lost dog that was found in my yard, his owner came and got him.
Oh, good.
How did he even know?
I put it on Facebook.
Wow, that was fast.
And,
wow, that's great.
And Aubrey just got the response, so.
Awesome.
So I was a little. Yeah.
Well, giddy up.
He's
all
been
right.
Having a rough time over here.
Yeah, I've been. I love animals. If anybody knows me, I'm a huge animal person.
Okay,
so
terrific.
I don't actually have hands. I have paws. So, the missing Captain Wayne O'Freeman. Wayne, yes. Give us an SOS. We're taking out the shout-outs.
You're next to be put on Facebook for a missing person.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm gonna put you with the dog. Yeah. Kenny Melanson, Mike Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driver. His cousin Kyle, the bus driver. Jill, Breezy Hyde. Jill may be calling, may not be calling. That's why he's the breeze.
In like a breeze and out the window.
He's in and out of your life, like just like that.
Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey. Karen
Hussey.
Yeah, we had a referendum and we voted 3-0 that she's a hussy. I mean, world. That's she's a
that's
called the Hussey Clan.
She's from the Hussey Clan.
Okay.
No judgment from me. Okay, I'm just kind of sitting back.
From Somerville.
You were so nice 2 months ago. What happened? Yeah, you're
know.
The devil. Oh, my God. What do we do to you?
Put words in my mouth.
She is running with the devil. Devils.
The Beelzebub is over here.
Beelzebub.
Beelzebub, Karen Whitman, Sandra and Doreen, Sandra Network in Peabody. Phil Fleming, Dorothy Abruzzi Abear, the Raging Cajun herself, Dorothy, Samantha, and Robert Wynn. Mary Canavan, Jim, and the kids on the yellow 93 bus. Remember, it's not just a 93 bus unless it's a yellow 93 bus.
It has to be.
Marcin Kinderzinski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, the King of Medford, the main mustache man,
yes.
Frankie Imbrogliano, who once again, as Mr. Brandt had pointed out, will be joining us shortly for some sort of extravaganza, which we will talk about shortly.
He'll be giving mustache rides that day.
Oh, thank God. I mean, what? Denise Fioretti, Mamalette, Mike Bessler, Frankie Philly, Peg Cornier Crow, Big Jack, and undetermined-sized Janice.
What?
We don't know if she's big, little, medium, large. We don't know.
What does that mean?
Well, because he's Big Jack. Oh. And she has no, you know, we don't know her
she
size.
She has no surname?
No, yeah.
We don't know. We don't know. She could be a nice, svelte 108 pounds. Who knows?
Okay.
Cab number 19 with Chet. Number 54 with Cookie. Christine Fantasia.
She's fantasiastic.
Fantasiastic.
She sure is.
Was that a movie, Fantasia?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, she made it.
Was that the one with the shark eats the people in on the Cape? Ah, that's Jaws. That's Jaws. I always get that movie confused.
That's an honest mistake, though.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it's not the one with the Star Wars?
Yeah, there's stars in the movie.
Yeah, but Fantasia, is that the one with the Star Wars?
I think they did land on Fantasia planet. Planet Fantasia.
Buddy, Nicole, Chloe, Bob, and Gigi Messina. Irish Eddie, Jen, and Rhiannon.
Speaking of, let me interject real quick for Irish Eddie. He will be at Papa's Bar and Grill tonight on Highland Ave in Malden. He's working the door. You mention my name, you get in, you get a discount at the door.
Where's it now?
Puppers in Malden. They're having a DJ tonight. Of course, it's not me, but I'm going to, just for Eddie, I'm going to just go down and see Irish Eddie.
Who's the DJ? Should we
have no idea.
That's a good friend of mine, actually, Gino.
Oh, you know who it is?
Yes.
All right. Well, there you go.
Gino the DJ.
Yeah.
DJ Gino.
All right.
Gino Marabella.
Oh, Irish kid.
Yes.
From Southie, yep. I gather.
Well, DJ Kyla, DJ Gino, they're all in the same, you know,
right,
DJ
now.
Clan of Never mind.
Was the late Celtic Dennis Johnson? Did you know him, DJ Dennis Johnson? Christina Papalato. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot our good friend. Did I say? I said Papalatos, but did I go to the Mammalettes?
You went through. Really flew through the Mammalettes.
I flew right through the Mammalettes.
That's why you always come to the professional DJ Pauly B, who gives a thorough Mammalette, unlike the funny man who just flies through them.
Once again,
like, you know,
very special
two
show.
For 10.
Denise Fioretti Mammalette, Christina Papalato, Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E, Mark Gayhart. Amy D. Domenico, John Abbas Buckley, Brian Scurio, Adam McLean, Bonnie Terramarsh in the FLA, Elaine, Ivory Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetser, Debbie Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scali, Joanne Riddle, I am DJ Flex, Shala Connors, John Pierce, Tammy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Magnin. I couldn't say that. Charlie McCarthy. The beautiful and talented Colleen Shea. Amy Giamarco Moquin. Paul Rizzo.
Jennifer, Riz.
The Riz. Nobody beat the Riz. Jennifer Smith. Vacationing in lovely Tampa. Andrew Brandt. Rebecca Rose yes. Cassily. Special shout out to Eric Wilson.
Hey, babe.
Joanne Riddle. Debbie Depot, Chris and Pixie in the 45 bus with Dante, Jerry, and Joseph, Danielle Santa Lucia, and also we have Bobby Colburn, Kelly Vigna, Sylvia Gray Herman, Boston Jackie, who returned the
light. I believe it's Sylvia's birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
And last but not least, Jennifer Palazzo.
Palazzo.
Another Irish girl.
Yes. Well, she does have red hair. Well, thank you, Christopher, for those shout-outs. I know the list keeps getting longer and longer, and I like it because that means more and more people are listening in. That's right. And I think it's all due to our entrance by DJ Kala D.
No, I don't know about that.
All right, kids, we're going to take a break, play a couple songs. Oh, do you want me to spin the wheel right now, Christopher?
Yes.
While we're here. And then that'll give you some time to put together your list, right? Okay, all right, here we go. And it has landed on 1983.
Oh, no, sorry, 84. It was,
it's on the cusp.
It just clicked over.
All right, well, you know, I'm getting old, so I, I got to put on my glasses to see that. All right, 84. We'll go with 84.
We'll go with 84.
That was the year Van Halen came out with the album, 1984. I'm not sure that they have the number one song.
No, it's not. But
all right, well, excellent.
Oh, there's some good ones, man.
All right. All right, well, you put that list together, sir, and we'll take a quick break.
I'm putting it together right now.
I know, I can see that. And would you like to take us out, you or Carla, one of you?
We'll let you do it.
Oh, okay.
You do it so well.
He does it so well. But you don't have to start jumping in there.
I will.
Miss Carla.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in lovely historic Medford.
All right, we'll be right back, kids.
sun's still warm. Destination unknown, double-crossed messenger, all alone. Can't get no connection, can't get through. Where are you? Well, the night is heavy on its guilty mind. This far from the borderline. When the hitman comes, he knows damn well he has been cheated.
Yeah, somebody's listening in. This is for you, baby.
Yeah. Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This is the sound of E. coli splashing around in raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there, too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year. So always separate raw meat from vegetables on two cutting boards. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
That's right, kids. Don't mix your meat with your vegetables. We don't want that E. coli war going on. Anyways, boys and girls.
I usually have live chickens running around the kitchen.
That was our PSA. Oh, a couple of PSAs, because I think you need them. Because you can only have so much advice, right?
Yeah,
before you go insane. But anyways, welcome back to the Giddy Up, boys and girls. 2:56 in the afternoon. It is 43 degrees here in the lovely state of Medford, Boston. You are listening to the sounds, the sweet sounds of Donny Iris doing Aaliyah. That was for our girl who is one of our biggest fans, right next to Jen Cantor-Rosinski. And I can only just do a whole shout-out section again, but I won't because it takes long enough. Anyways, welcome back, kids. I'm DJ Pauly B. Sitting across from me is the funny man, of course.
Hey,
and
you.
The beautiful Carla D.
Hey.
DJ Carla D.
Thank you.
Carla, are you doing something this weekend? Is it this weekend or is it coming up?
This weekend I have a party for Medford. They're doing like a city reunion type of thing.
Not invited.
It's invite
such
only.
A loser.
No, they started this Facebook group, and it started at a small VFW, and now we're up to like 250 people at the Montville Plaza.
Oh, you moved it from the Medford VFW?
Yeah.
See, I've done a few functions at the Medford VFW. Those people or...
No, it's just people in general from Medford.
And
I started this group and started selling tickets, and they've sold out.
Oh, cool.
So,
on.
Yeah, should
All
be
right.
fun. Looking forward
and
to it.
And when is that, Saturday night, tomorrow night?
Saturday night, yeah.
All right, well, good luck with that.
Yeah, thank you. It's going to be a good night.
All right, I'm sure it is. Of course, if you're DJing.
Oh, thanks.
What, are you kidding me? Anyways, are we going to do some silly news?
We will.
We are.
There's
a difference between will and are.
Is that like really Will different. I Am or the Black
I am,
Peas?
I am not gonna get
Black Peas. It's rap for people who don't like rap. Pop, if you don't like pop, they're just so mediocre.
Okay.
Well, should I start that news?
I had an intro for you, Chris.
Oh.
An old one that I know he loves.
Yes.
Let's hear it.
But if you're not doing the funny news,
I'm not doing the funny news.
I'm going to have to find one for Carla.
You can give us...
Well, you know what? I can give her this one for now.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds dirty, but I'll lay this one on her now. No, see, that sounds dirty, too. I can't win. Oh, that
Such
doesn't
a
sound
struggle.
Dirty. All right. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
That's right. That's right, kids. We need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
All right.
Because Carla has been handed an urgent news story.
Yes, this is urgent.
It has to be.
So many of you probably have heard this story, and for those of you who haven't, coming from Epping, New Hampshire, we have two Ooh. Employees from a Burger King arrested for allegedly selling pot to the customers, who said the code word fries extra crispy at the drive-thru window.
Well, I guess the first thing you needed to do was ask for Nasty Boy. Apparently that was the
that's a tip off.
Nasty Boy, and then ask for extra crispy fries.
Yeah.
And you would get, yeah.
Imagine. So
that's genius, if you ask me. Not like go through the drive-thru. You know what I mean?
While,
I
yeah, nasty boy, that special order, extra crispy fries. Yeah.
There you go.
That's second window. That's 96. Right up.
Yeah. What?
Well, yeah, that's how it sounds through the speaker.
Now, what if you were just one of those people that actually asked for extra crispy fries?
Yeah, I know. And all of a sudden, you get a bag of weed.
And then all of a they're like, yeah. Like you said, like 96.50. You're like, what? I ordered I guess you...
Small fries went up.
Yeah. Any way you like... What was that slogan from Burger King?
Have it your way.
Have it your way, yes.
I guess so.
I'll have the